Employment Minister Michaelia Cash's outburst happened in a Senate estimates hearing, where Labor Senator Doug Cameron was questioning her over raids on Australian Workers' Union offices. The Australian Federal Police are investigating whether government information was disclosed from Senator Cash's office without authorisation to the media ahead of the raids last October. Claiming public interest immunity for many of the questions, she refused to be provoked. Then Senator Cameron moved to questions about new staff hires at Senator Cash's office after a former staffer had resigned over the saga surrounding the union raids.
Oh, it's a simple question. I'm simply asking.
Did it come from another Liberal officer, he or she?
The repeated demands for a name suddenly provoked this response from and exchange with Michaelia Cash.
Again, Senator Cameron, it is not, you would normally not discuss staff matters for very obvious reasons. I mean, if you want to start discussing staff matters, be very, very careful, because I'm happy to sit here and name every young woman in Mr Shorten's office over which rumours in this place abound. If you want to go down that path today, right. I will do it.
That's some nonsense.
And you, so, well, do you want to start naming them? Do you want to start naming them for Mr Shorten to come out and deny any of the rumours that have been circulating this building now for many,
many years? Focus on my questions instead of being
dangerous
so silly about this.
To go down
just
and you know
settle
it.
Down and answer the questions.
Because the comments were made under the protection of parliamentary privilege, Senator Cash was not liable for any unsubstantiated allegations. But Labor Senator Penny Wong says the comments are an outrageous slur and demanded an immediate retraction.
We had the Prime Minister a week ago giving us a fairly moralising speech saying we need to make this a better workplace for women. And the Minister representing the Minister for Women comes in here making what can only be described as outrageous slurs about the character of female staff working for the Leader of the Opposition. It can't be allowed to stand. I think it's disgraceful and sexist, and it is impugning of the character of various staff. I would ask the Minister to withdraw.
Senator Wong, I do not agree with your summation of what was said. Senator Cameron was clearly maligning my staff. The point I was making was, rumours circulate in this building. It does not mean they are true. I referred to rumours.
I'm not interested in what Senator Cameron said, Minister. If you have a personal reaction to that, deal with it. But you chose instead to make what were, frankly, disgraceful remarks impugning the character of staff working for the Leader of the Opposition. You should withdraw that. And if you don't, we will have to deal with it on the floor of the Senate.
If anyone has been offended by my remarks, I withdraw them.
Thank you.
But Deputy Opposition Leader Tanya Plibersek, speaking to Parliament in Question Time, said that mea culpa is still not good enough. She says Senator Cash's remarks require a more complete apology.
Senator Cash's comments were ghastly. They were sexist. They were a 1950s style throwback. And they were a reflection on women working for all political parties. Eventually, the Senator offered a conditional apology, one of those mealy-mouthed weasel apologies if anyone was offended. Well, the Prime Minister should make her offer a proper apology to all of the young women she has offended.
The comments come amid the fallout over former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce's affair with his former staffer Vicky Campion. A number of questions were raised over staffing arrangements after Miss Campion moved from Mr Joyce's office to Resource Minister Matt Canavan's to then Nationals Whip Damien Drumm's. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said the incident showed the need for an update to the Code of Ministerial Standards, which now explicitly bans sexual relations between ministers and staffers. That's opened the door for politicians to raise questions over potential breaches of the new Code of Conduct. This week in Senate estimates hearings, politicians from both major parties resorted to using the threat of rumour and innuendo. In one hearing with defence chiefs, National Senator Barry O'Sullivan threatened to name MPs who have had affairs. In a separate hearing, Labor Senator Kimberley Kitching referred to more complaints against Mr Joyce without offering further information.